Today is all about faith, the results of faith. And it's a mix of the last line of the second reading and the general message of the gospel. In the first letter of Peter, we hear that we are a holy nation, called out of darkness into God's wonderful light. And the Gospel of John tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. Have faith in Christ. Whoever believes in me will do the works I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. So starting with Peter, I strongly agree with him. We are called out of darkness into light, and we are called to do so together. It is not enough to save your own personal soul. That is not how it works. We are called to bring everyone from darkness to light as a nation of holiness. Now, by the by, I happen to be a fan of cycles, patterns, ordered change. It's just fascinating to me. It's the part of the cosmos that's between unchanging stagnation and constant change that could be considered anarchy or chaos. So ordered change is like the changing of the seasons. It's not stasis, it's not chaos, it's somewhere in between. It's change that reveals the will of God. So growing up as a person is just the same. You want continuity in your life. Some parts of you should not change. But you can't stay the same forever, even if you want to. Another kind of order to change is the nature of society. We grow in holiness, we shrink in holiness. It's like the tides, high tide and low tide. Waxing faith, waning faith. And I do believe that right now we are in a period of waning faith. The world is getting darker, little by little. Having faith in God is getting harder, little by little, for most people. But I do not believe that it is a linear decline to a zero point. I do not believe that. That is contradictory to what I have seen. It is contradictory to history, which has proven that. History has proven that by all the ridiculous things the church has survived throughout the centuries. You know what? It's been a few months since my last quote. I can afford to quote G.K. Chesterton again. I'd quote him every day if I was allowed to, but you guys would get sick of it, and I've got to pace myself. But anyway, one thing he said was, what right do any of us have to be Christian? Why didn't we die out with the Roman Empire all those centuries ago? And the point of that quote is that faith is absolutely a gift. The mere fact that you're here today is amazing. It is a minor miracle in of itself, the fact that the world is not as dark as it could be. So everyone here is a part of that somehow. So let's focus on the wonderful light of today, and let's leave the darkness of tomorrow in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And that's the connection of the gospel, really. Believers in Christ will do the works that he did and greater than these. All right, it's about having your faith active in the present. Brothers and sisters, faith is a powerful thing. It's a subtle power, but it's there. You all have it, and you are all meant to use it. That is what Christ is talking about here, faith in action. So for the rest of our time this morning, I just want to explain one single way in which your faith means something and pushes back the darkness of the world. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that psychology is purely information-based. I don't think that's entirely true, but let's roll with it. If psychology is information-based, a human-like machine could do it. If psychology is listening to a person's story, analyzing the root problem, and then offering a solution, well, A robot could absolutely do that. In all likelihood, there would be huge advantages to that over a person. Because, I mean, good information is good information, regardless of the source. People need that. But people need more than that as well. They need a spiritually positive encounter with a trustworthy person from time to time. They need someone to say, I like you, I care about you, you can do it, be brave. A machine can say those words, but the words aren't good enough, because they have to be true. They have to come from a person who is not only listening, but caring. A machine can't actually do that. Investing in the conversation. So call that service, you know, call it pastoral care, call it heart-to-heart conversation, whatever. That service is not information-based. And a machine can't actually express that. Faith does not exist without hope and love. Faith without love is nothing. Paul hit that one right on the head. When we put our faith into action and we push the darkness back, it is always in conjunction with love for one another and hope that all of this really does mean something. Do you see how that's more than information? A minute ago, I promised to give you one way your faith means something. Every time you take someone seriously, you bring faith into the world. Every time, because in order to do that, to genuinely take someone seriously, you must invest a part of yourself in them. That's the hope and love I was talking about a minute ago. To take someone seriously, you must invest a bit of hope that the person will see it through, whatever it may be. And to take someone seriously, you have to see something of the divine within them, something worth protecting and nurturing. That is love in the divine sense of the word. It is not problem solving. It is nothing less than spiritual connection. And people need that. Even if they don't believe they need it, they need it. And you do this all the time. I promise you that. You do it. A sincere conversation, a sympathetic ear, a genuine act of trust. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? Sure, son. Be safe, young man. I never get to say young man, so I have to, you know, pick someone out for that. These are things that create faith. Even if the words Jesus Christ don't enter the conversation, to quote a good man, Father David Windsor, the Holy Spirit is in the room. The world is getting darker. People all over are feeling less hope for their lives and less true love in their hearts. They're scared and they're lonely and they're clueless about their future. And you resist that. You are a holy nation. And you bring people to the light of truth, little by little. All that I ask for you today, all that I'm asking, keep it up, keep doing whatever good work you're doing in your life, and give God the Father thanks for being part of something sacred and important. That's all I want you to remember today. Keep being good, offer thanks to God. If we do those two things, the church will swell before our very eyes in no time at all. Faith in Christ is the key, alive in our prayers, in our words, and most assuredly, our deeds.